Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Full house today as we talk pickleball. And Luke with us as well as Aubrey First from Tourism. We let you be on the air today. How about that?
Yeah, third string team coming in, you know, taking over for Travis and Terling on their Tuesday segment.
You know what would really just get the goat of Travis is if I came up with some sort of intro for you.
Yeah, please do.
Before him.
Please do. He would love that, wouldn't he?
He would be so upset. And even if you weren't here, yeah. I would play it.
You play it for
just,
his intro.
Yeah, just yeah, for, just yeah, for him to go. Be able to him to be able to go, what are you doing?
I so, like that idea, Ben.
We have we've talked pickleball before. Mm-hmm. However, the weekend is here, Luke. Am I right?
The time has arrived.
You said today is the busy day.
It is, yeah. So we are in town for USA Pickleball's Golden mm-hmm. Ticket 2026, hosted by Auburn Opelika Tourism. Thanks all for having us.
Yeah.
And when we were here, 3 months ago, we said,
is that
coming.
What it was?
Yeah, about 3 months ago. We're coming. Sign up. Be a part of it. The wait is over. The event's arrived. We're really excited to be here. Today, we're loading in. So if you come by the venue, you're going to see us busting up pallets, setting up tents, making the place look beautiful so we can celebrate our players and our athletes. And then tomorrow, the competition starts. We're going to go five straight days, Wednesday through Sunday.
Wow. We were discussing before. So where were you guys before? Because I'm sure this is like your life. Like
yeah,
you're
yeah.
on the road.
This is
setting this thing up.
Yeah, this is stop three of our season. We have 19 events around the country that we sanction. Our team, we produce about 7 or 8 of those. And we just came from Las Vegas, Nevada. We put on a five-day event. We had some good weather. We had some tough weather, but we had great players. We had a great event. We put on an event on top of a casino. Really unique experience.
Wow.
And now we packed up, and our next road game is here in Auburn Opelika.
So. They didn't put y'all in the dome or whatever it is out there?
We tried to book the Sphere. I tried to name drop y'all. I said I knew Turling. It didn't go very far
out there.
Get us anything.
He's more of an East Coast guy. Okay, if you make your way up the Eastern Seaboard, you may be able to get some. But out there, no, I don't think he.
I'll flex that later.
As a matter of fact, I think, and you may know about it, I think Nashville's pitching for a Sphere.
They are.
Yeah, see? And sure. So you heard that voice. That's Andrea. She was stolen right out of our backyard here in the state of Alabama and picked up by pickleball. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Bessemer, Alabama.
Now, let me ask you this. When you were in your sophomore or junior year of high school, did you think that you would be doing anything with pickleball?
Absolutely not. No. I was going to be an executive somewhere, doing something somewhere.
You are.
True. Yes. Very true. Not at the executive level yet. Wink, wink, Luke. That would require a pay raise. But no, we really do impactful work. Mm-hmm. I knew I wanted to work in sports. Graduate of Jacksonville State University.
Okay.
Bachelor's and master's. And it's been amazing. It was a culture shock moving from Alabama to Arizona, where our home office is in Scottsdale. And it's been great. Fulfilling.
I'm sure it was a culture shock moving right there.
It was.
I told you, my sister-in-law is going through, and she's in New Mexico, so she's not in Arizona. But still, I told you during the break when she sent pictures back, I was sitting there going, oh boy, I don't know how she's going to deal with this. I mean, country bumpkin from South Alabama, and now she's living out there with the rocks and the dirt
it
and everything
has been
else.
Interesting indeed.
Yes. And what kind of got you into, I mean, seriously, I mean, I'm sure when you got, you know, through college and you started looking at jobs and then this came about and as you said, fulfilling and culture shock going from Jacksonville State, Alabama, which also is kind of in the woods of Alabama, by the way.
Absolutely.
Going from there to now being out in Arizona. I mean, what got you into this?
I played tennis in high school.
Okay.
And the senior games were in Birmingham. And I was volunteering, really big on volunteerism. And volunteering for that event, I was covering the sport of pickleball. It was the first time I was introduced to it. I think it was maybe 2009-ish when it was in Birmingham.
Okay.
And introduced to the sport, it looked a lot like tennis. I was intrigued then. Years later down the road, there was an opportunity available. I said, why not me? So there
you go. Salute, pre-COVID.
Awesome. Yeah, she's an early adopter. Well, what's neat about Andrea and what we do, right? So when we come to a town, we talked before about, you know, the events we have, the competitions we have. Part of what we do, too, is we activate a local volunteer network. We bring out members of the community to volunteer at our event. Mm-hmm. And we leave a pretty big hospitality footprint, right? We put heads in beds. And so Andrea's really helpful to us. She works with the local communities, partnering with hotels, finding the volunteers to really kind of make this event sing. So yeah, we're grateful for all of her expertise.
I mean, that's awesome, man. And she's a converted tennis player over to pickleball.
It's always good to have somebody you can hit with when you're on the road. Yeah, for sure.
Aubrey, walk us through, like, when you guys at Tourism bring events like here. I mean, I know I give you all the needle about all these trips y'all go on.
Sure.
Because I'm like, yeah, they go on these trips and they go to these functions and they go make these pitches to these people. And I'm like, they're going and all I ever see is pictures of you guys eating food and having
and
parties.
The scenery.
I don't ever see the work part of it. Sure. But this is the kind of thing that, you know, when we've had Anthony on before and we've talked about this, you know, getting pickleball to this area, it's turned out to be kind of a hidden gem that,
for sure,
nobody really knew about before.
For sure. And a cool story, actually, that goes off of that. I actually met Andrea in Tulsa about a year ago at one of our big sports shows. And that's where the conversation started. So now, just under a year later,
full circle moment
full
here.
Full circle moment.
And the shows actually are beneficial, Ben. So we're not just out there.
I know they are.
I know. I'm messing with you. But it's super cool to see something like that, like you said, come full circle after us starting that conversation just about a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, this community, look, you talked about last time you were in. That's one of those things where this community is kind of an outdoorsy community, whether it's, Aubrey, you speak to this, whether it's biking that we've done. I mean, even little things such as, you know, Christmas in downtown Opelika. I mean, yep. Even being outdoors, like, this community seems to want to do things outdoors and be involved. And, you know, I told you, and I don't mind giving her a shout out here, the former first lady, Laura Fuller.
Yes.
She is married to the former mayor of Opelika, and she's talked about it, and she's kind of helped grow the sport here as well. She's one of the original, again, pre-COVID members that got into it. And it's just kind of taken off around here.
Yeah, it's really connected with people. And you mentioned community, right? Pickleball players, it's a strong community. Mm. And what's neat is it's always growing and there's always room for one more, right? It's an inviting space. Like, you go out to a pickleball court, people will put a paddle in your hands and want to play. And I think this event is a really good reflection of that. Mm. And I think, you know, kind of partnered with that hospitable, you know, really vibrant community here, this event really reflects, you know, the relationship we've built with Auburn Opelika and the players in the region.
I'm putting you on the spot here, but how many entries? How many folks are we going to have?
Oh, I got some data for you. Yeah,
okay,
so we're going to have close to 500 players. There's some adds and drops to happen. Mm-hmm. We have refs traveling from all over the world. We've got spectators. We'll have close to 1,200 actual matches taking place over 5 days.
That's
so
wild.
For first year in a market, it's commendable, right? It really speaks to the fact that people want to be here and people here, you know, want to play. The places we pick to go, we need members. And mm-hmm. it's, you know, when you put on a tournament and people sign up, that's a really good reflection. And I want to shamelessly plug, we are a membership organization, right?
Yeah.
We're USA Pickleball. We're a not-for-profit. You can sign up and become a member. Go to usapickleball.org. It is free. We have a free membership. If you just want to be in the pickleball community, see what we're doing, go on there. You guys should both. I'm going to put you on the spot. Sign up to be a member while we're here. and then you can kind of keep in touch with what we're doing and everything going on.
Yeah, it is one of those communities that, you know, I've said for years, the running community. Mm-hmm. I mean, you saw last week with Fresh Junkie coming into town and all the, as I call them, freaks that come in to run more than one race. Like the freaks in the pickleball that we talked about, you know, Miss Fuller being in like four or five events that are going to be taking place this
week. And,
you know,
playing singles. That's hardcore.
Yeah.
She's dedicated.
And so it turns into, you know, not just community, but I'd say family. I mean, it's almost like they know, they feel comfortable and they see each other and partake in this stuff together.
Yeah, finding adult friends and finding people that are going to walk the same path as you, right? Pickleball really leans into that, so we're thankful for that.
The Golden Ticket taking place right now. I got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about some other things going on as far as pickleball is concerned, as well as AO Tourism. As Anthony is playing hooky, he's probably on vacation, probably the beach, something of that nature. We'll go ahead and throw that out there. And so he's missing out today, but that's all right. We'll make up for it. More coming up next.
Making Auburn Opelika great again. News Talk.
W-A-N-I. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. She doesn't have a microphone in front of her, but Sydney's also in here. Do you just want to give a scream, a shout out that you're in here? Social media.
Hi.
She makes us look good.
She is. Yeah. She's had the camera going the entire time, so there's no telling what kind of pictures are going to be on the worldwide internet web. Aubrey, I know we brought you guys in to talk Golden Ticket, but what else do we need to cover as far as tourism?
First, I want to give a huge shout out to Opelika Parks and Rec. They've been just astonishing to work with throughout this. Sam Bailey and his crew, but also Jim Young, Christy Smith with the Pickleball Club. Just grateful for them, their support with this. This has been awesome to work with. But this weekend, we got a couple other big things going on. Other than pickleball, we got a jiu-jitsu event over at Wire Road that we're hosting. And
at the soccer complex?
Inside the gym there at the soccer complex. So this is like the fourth time we've been hosting them. So it's cool to see some jiu-jitsu and martial arts growing in our area. But also we have a 7v7 tournament this weekend with Cam Newton's foundation.
That's right.
So, we're hosting that over at Lake Wilmore Field. So it's a busy weekend for us, just right on top of Golden Ticket as well. So we're pumped to have all these people coming into town.
How big is it when you go, I give you the needle a little bit and talk about you guys going on these trips, but when you do, to be able to pitch like Wilmore and places like that with the multi-purpose fields. I mean, we've talked about the Wire Road Soccer Complex. I mean, that thing's only gotten... Mm-hmm. I remember when there was no building out there.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, when I was here in the 90s and it was just an open field, and now you drive out there and it's literally one of the best in the country.
Yeah, no, it's awesome, and especially because of the new aspects of them. They're brand new facilities. Lake Wilmore's been huge for me. It's opened up doors to go after some unique sports like lacrosse, like football, but then also the indoor spaces there. We've been able to put in some gymnastics events. It just really opens the door for us to go after things that we aren't used to going after. I mean, we've never had jiu-jitsu, martial art competitions to this size. And so now that we have indoor space that we can put those, you know, these competitions in, we're rocking and rolling there. So it's very refreshing to see the community build these facilities for me to help, you know, put events in. It's pretty awesome.
It's funny because you talked about how you bumped into Andrea and you guys got to talking, and that's kind of what led to this, and how those stories come about, because Anthony and I were talking, same thing with him when he went to that esports seminar that was down in Daytona a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And when he came back and he told me about it, I was like, that's not a thing. Like, that's a video game. That's not a big deal. Boy, was I wrong. Mm-hmm. And the reason being is because I just had James Slayton, the athletic director, in not too long ago. We got I think three that are getting full ride scholarships to go play esports in college.
Yeah,
because it's a thing now.
Mm-hmm. The esports thing they have on campus, their little facility, it's super sweet.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's super sweet.
But that was the same thing. Like, yeah, he bumped into somebody at esports and they said, you should come to this thing in Daytona. It's bigger than you think it is.
Exactly.
He said he went down there and they had like basically these semi trucks that just opened up to become in-house studios, and he said, I think it was something like 40,000 people were there when he went.
Yeah,
he said that was one of those where you like drive up and you go, okay, video games, and you walk up and you go, holy moly.
Yeah,
and
it's eye-opening.
And pickleball's getting that way. I mean, you guys are Instagram and TikTok famous now. I mean, anything to do with pickleball, I mean, it comes across timeline and is showing up on social media.
Yeah, pickleball made a Super Bowl commercial this year. Like, there was, I mean, we're culturally having our moment, right? Fastest growing sport in the country for 5 years. So, yeah, kind of like esports. There's definitely an audience for it. And
I didn't ask you this last time, but same thing, then I'll pose a question to you that I did to Andrew. Like, how did you get into this?
So I have a background in entertainment. I did concert tours, working with bands, and then I worked in professional sports, and then doing different events. And so after freelancing, looking around, excuse me, I became a pickleball player, longtime player, and I finally saw the opportunity to work with USA Pickleball. You know, we had same goal, same vision, same heart for the sport. And so to be able to serve the sport and set up events all over the country is really rewarding. So, yeah, very, very grateful to be here.
You talked about the various events that you guys have had and the Golden Ticket coming here. So kind of run down the as you said, today is basically signs are going to be hung. You got, you know, all kinds of places going to be put. You know, tomorrow everything's going to get going. And, yeah, I mean, the rundown of events that will take place this week.
Yeah, so we have 5 days of competition, and then every day is really its own tournament. So if you sign up for a category, you will play your whole event in usually half a day. And so we'll start with, what do we have, doubles, more of the senior categories early in the week, and then we do some of the younger categories on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Sunday we always end with mixed doubles. So, you'll be, depending on when you come by, you can see some really top-notch pickleball. And tomorrow, I want to plug this, USA Pickleball Serves, which is the charitable arm of our organization.
Okay.
We are going to be working with Boys Club of Eastern Alabama. We're going to host them at the facility. We're going to have 30 kids come out. We're going to put on a clinic. We're We're going to give away some equipment. We're going to love on that community so we can, you know, work towards our mission of growing the sport. So really grateful to be hosting Boys Club of Eastern Alabama tomorrow. Yeah, excited to put some equipment in kids' hands.
Speaking of which, as we were talking about, you know, Opelika Parks and Rec helping out. I mean, same thing with Auburn Parks and Rec. Like, I noticed that they've got things that you can sign up now. People can play pickleball with their kids. So it's this is something that, you know, now, you know, the moms and dads that have gotten into it, the next generation can get into it as well.
Exactly. Yeah, and I always think it's super cool how, you know, a 67-year-old player can play with a 12-year-old, right? Mm-hmm. Or can play with me and kick my butt, right? it's super cool. And then just the aspect that Luke was touching on with the Boys and Girls Club of East Alabama, they're reaching back
yeah.
to the community, right? They're helping, like you just said, the next generation learn pickleball and grow from that. So it's super cool partnership that we have here. And it's just, as you see, it's helping all aspects of the community. So.
Andrea, are you an advocate of that? I mean, coming from the tennis world where, you know, I don't know that, you know, people are going to go out there. Like you said, the 70-year-old is not going to be playing with the 12-year-old in the tennis world more than likely, unless it's maybe like a doubles thing or something. But that can happen with pickleball.
It can. Pickleball is a multi-generational sport. And even at our tournament, a couple of our tournaments last year with mixed doubles, there was a grandparent and grandchild playing together.
That's awesome.
And they took gold. So it's something that's interesting, something that keeps the body moving, keeping families engaged. COVID took a lot of time away from us, so families were able to get out and play and just have that community, friends, family come over, and it's just really fun all together.
We made a joke. It's funny, she just mentioned COVID, and we made the joke about, you know, the folks playing pre-COVID, but what did that's one of the positives. People always hear about the negatives with COVID.
Sure.
But you guys really grew after that for some reason.
Yeah, it really connected with people because I think it was a safe way to engage with a small community of people. People mm-hmm. could buy equipment, play in their backyard. And then, you know, when things lightened up, it was like, wow, I've found a passion and some knowledge about a sport I really love. How do I get involved? And that's really, you know, when things started to grow.
And it's been that way around here. And Arbor can attest to this. Like, it seems like every year we're hearing about some piece of property that's coming up with a new pickleball court, or they're putting in new facilities. And you touched on that last time you were here is, you know, when you did a site visit here, that was one thing that kind of jumped out in your mind. You were like, hey, we could host something here.
Yeah. Auburn Opelika, y'all did it right, building the facility. A lot of places we go, you see, you know, an old JCPenney's that's been converted to a 12-court facility. And those are great, right? It's revitalizing a piece of real estate and bringing people back out to malls. And, it, you know, the impacts of that are really important. But having the land and the space and the structure of a 24-court, soon to be 32, I think, there's some construction going on.
Oh, wow.
Facility with coverings and the really robust pickleball club to support it, that's huge for us, right? We're going into a community where we have that head start on filling a tournament, mm-hmm. and, you know, there's already a proof of concept there.
And you got to play host to 500 people that are going to be in there.
That's the good part. You
got to have a big facility in order to do so. We got to get the news. Thank you guys for coming in. Appreciate it. Best of luck. All the kind of good stuff that's going to be taking place the next few days.
Thanks for having us.
Travis would kill me if I didn't mention. They mentioned volunteers. Well, go to volunteer.AO.
Yes, sir.
It's a tab up there when you go to the website. AOTourism.com. That is the site you go to. Again, that tab up at the right. AOTourism.com. Follow them on social media. They have a huge following on Instagram. Also, if you get a chance, go see some pickleball at the Golden Ticket taking place over the next 5 days. Aubrey, Luke, Sydney, and Andrea all happening on Auburn Opelika this morning as we talk Golden Ticket and Auburn Opelika Tourism.